We're learning Maseches Chulin, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. First words on the line are Ka'amar Balei, end of that line, Amar B'Acha Bayakov. This is going back to what we just said from Reb Shlokesh. Shlokesh Mecharesh to you that Bishecht the Kono, so then the Reya, which is the lungs attached to the windpipe, so it's Ke'ilu, once you Shecht the Kono, it's Ke'ilu the Reya is already put in a basket. It's not part of the animal anymore, it's already cut off from its kana, and the kana is cut already. So therefore, it's like it's that part is geshachten already, and it's like sitting in the basket already. So Amar V'Yachav Yaakov Shemamina Rav Shem Malakish Mizamnim Yisrael Abnei Ma'ayim Ve'ein Mizamnim Oyved Chavim Abnei Ma'ayim. In a case where someone, for example, cut the veshet, and then he took out the Bnei Ma'ayim before it died completely. So the halach is that it's not even menachai for Yisrael. You know why? Because we took it out after Shechita. After Shechita of the Veshet, the Bnei Ma'ayim is kilo munach in a basket, and therefore it's fine. Masha Enkein, by the guy, his Shechita is not a din, he doesn't have a Shechita, he has a din nechira, it's a din like Misa. So until it dies, it's not geshachten. Halach is, let's say you take a behema, you take off its a limb, and then you shecht it afterwards. Avada that limb is Evim Menachai. So here, you took out the limb, you took out this Bnei Ma'ayim before it died. So Bishlam for Yisrael, once you shecht the veshet, the Bnei Ma'ayim is already like in a basket. So,
the kana was already geshachten.
You don't know, it makes no difference, one way or another. It makes no difference. Whatever's attached, if you want to feed him the reya doesn't taste too good. But then you have the kana. Here, just the veshet is enough. Once the veshet is geshachten, then the Bnei Ma'ayim, which is attached to the food pipe, is already kemunach with the kula. That was the chiddush of Rosh Lakish. So therefore, since it's munach with the kula for Yisrael, so therefore it's not attached. Masha Enkein, for the guy, it's already here, even if you don't take it out, for the guy, it's aser. That's a chiddush. Even if you don't take it out, it's aser. Why is it aser? Because it's already in a basket before it died. So here, l'chayra here, you can't ever be mezamen in Mabnei Ma'ayim. So I broke it down in two different steps. First of all, the step is that if you take something out of the animal, so that's by everyone really, Evim Nechai, before Shechita. It takes me off, you shecht it good. By Yisrael, once you shecht the Vesha, take Bnei Ma'ayim, sure it's good. But even without taking it out, the guy won't be able to eat it. You know why?
Because every part of the animal.
No, not true. Because only that's the chiddush of Shlokesh, that anything attached to that pipe is all kemunach with kula, not the whole animal. That's
why it's mutter for a year, but for a great animal, part of the animal.
It's awesome until you remove it. Until it's dead. You only start removing it, it's dead. The only is every time a goy, hey, like the animal, teretz is, after the behemoth is dead, you're allowed to eat it. But if you remove anything before it's dead, remove it. Remember, remove it, then it's not mutter. Here, the Bnei Ma'ayim is removed. That's what Shlokesh Shechidah. She says, Ma'ayim removed. It's coming up with the kula. If you get an tray for now and this, it's fine. It's moved. So it's removed already. So therefore, therefore it'll be like a Evim Rachai. That's what he says. He says, V'ayvachavim rashis mil rashis. V'ayvachavim la b'shchita tali hata achila today. So husko shchita etzlai. V'Evim Rachai neslam. V'en yitzlam midi Evim Rachai achat Thomas. Ava Yisrael yos b'Evim Rachai aide shchitasa. So here, would come out that you can't ever invite him and serve him Bnei Ma'ayim. My timer, Yisrael, and you also can't serve him the Reya for the same price also, because once you cut the Kana, the Reya is coming up with the Kula, it's also Evim Rachai. It's in either case. My timer, I'm just thinking, the Gemara says Bnei Ma'ayim because that's something that's more edible than the Reya. People don't eat lungs. My timer, Yisrael, the Shkutayim also given the Ika Shkutayim also Ishtlu. Ovechavim, the Mechir Sagilu, Vemisatayim also, Hani ke Evim Rachai Domi. This is automatically like Evim Rachai. That's the chiddush of our Gemara, that Firush Shlokesh, we take it so seriously, that it's kemunach with the kula, it'll come out, it'll be Eiver Menachai for the guy. Bishlam for Yisrael, it's not, because it's after the Shechita that it becomes munach with the kula. Masha'inkin, according by a guy, it's Tolya Misa, and didn't die yet. So Amra Papa, Abiyasivna Kameder of Achav Yaakov, I was sitting in front of Achav Yaakov when he said this memra, Uboi de Emelei, I wanted to ask him, Mikim Midi de Yisrael, Shari Gavchav Maser, are there anything that for Yisrael, it's mutter for a goy. It's also usually when you go from a goy to a yid, you go to a higher kedusha, and you get more halachas, you get more dinim, more prisha. Here we're saying the Yisrael could eat it, the goy can't eat it. How can we just think? But v'loy amalei, I didn't tell him anything. That means a hot time will come. And why is he saying a pshat? He's saying a reason. And probably that makes more sense to my kasha. And therefore he didn't say anything. But the Maaseh, the Gemara says, Tanya, look at Rav Acha B'Yakov. Rav Brice is not like Rav Acha B'Yakov. Haroitza lecho mi behema koyim shteisi nafsho. If someone wants to eat from a behema before it dies. Now, Zavoya and Rashi doesn't mean you're going to eat it before it dies, because there's a halacha actually that Rashi learns from a reading of Moran's Hedge, and the Pasuk says that lo seichlu adam means you can't eat from a behema until it dies for a zaitic reason, lo seichlu adam. So here, but you want to remove the piece of meat while before it's completely dead, because it's very healthy to eat this meat. It said in those days, it was healthy to eat this meat because since it's almost alive, so it's good for a live person, it's healthy. So if someone wants to eat from behemoth, kerm shetz enaf, so what do you do? Choytech kezayis basa beis ha-shchita. You cut off a kezayis basa beis ha-shchita, molcha yafa yafa, you salt it very good, madicha yafa yafa, and you wash it very well. The reason why you take it from the beis ha-shchita, it doesn't need skinning, so you can eat it quicker. Umamtim lo ha-shtetz enaf, so you wait till it dies. Vayichla, echad evichav, mecha yisrael mutarim boi, sa'i goi, sa'i yid is mutar boi. So what do you see? Here, you remove that meat before it's dead. So by Yisrael, it's Pashas Mutter, because after the Shechita, Mashenken for a goy, I need Misa. And told Misa is Eiv Menachai. It must be, not like Rav Acha B'Yakov, and like Rav Papa's Kasha, that it can't be that something's Usher to a goy and Mutter to a Yid. And Mesayele, Rav Idi Ba'oven, who says the same thing, like Vichavim to the Brice. So don't Rav Idi Ba'oven. I'm Rav Yitzhak Yashiyan. Haroitza Shiavri, someone who wants to get better and get more healthy, cuts off a piece of a basa of meat from the place of the shchita of behema, mocha yaf yaf, and he sorts it very well, madicha yaf yaf, then he washes it all very well, and it has to be sorted more than usual, because here it's more full of dam, because you took it off the base of shchita, so it takes a little harder for all the dam to get out, and therefore you have to wash it off afterwards also. You have to be moilach yafa yafa, and because it's still pumping down. And we're coming at what's the reason it's mutter. If you look at Tosfos the Maskil Echad, Tosfos is why is it mutter? Mash by the time of Moshe Lekam immediately shal shari v'chav masa. Takan svara, Rav Acha B'Yakov had a good svara according to Rav Shlakish. In svara it should be true, and that if you take off the meat before it's dead, it's Eiv Menachai. It's not dead yet. But there's good svara. But Maisa, it seems like because of this reason that a goy can't be better than a yid, that's why it's mutter for a goy as well. Tais has a kasha that we find in Shas, other places, for example, Yifas Toyar is only mutter. Yifas Toyar, which is by a war, if a yid sees another goy, even if she's the ashes, she'll let him marry her. So the Gemara there says it's only then a yid. A goy cannot do it. And why? Because a yid is a bar kibush, and a yid is a bar kibush. A yid is not a bar kibush. It's never done a kibush muhammad. But you see that a goy could have more dinim than a yid. That's how his kasha. And he answers, and he doesn't answer the kasha. He blames shver. So he asks here also. Maybe shayim chom lav neshchita. What's the problem? Why can a goy be better? There's not shchita. So Tosfos Rosh answers that he does have a din nechira, and it should be the same. Ayin shom and Tosfos Rosh that talks about it. But in any case, we're coming out lemaisa. That it's not considered Eivim Menachai to the Goy, because it's not considered for the Yid. But technically speaking, it would have been considered Eivim Menachai, and the Chiddush would be that the Bnei Ma'ayim would always be Aser, because since you always, when you shecht it, before it's dead already, it loses its shame, it loses its status as being part of Behemah, because it's like Munach B'Dekula. So really it would be like Eivim Menachai every time. So it's not a problem, because we are saying that if the Yisrael it's Mutter, for the Goy it's Mutter as well. New Mishnah, and the next sugya is going into a sugya of Tumah v'Tahira. We're starting a new Mishnah here. That we know that in order for any meat or food to become Tameh, it has to be Mukhshar l'Tumah. Mukhshar l'Tumah means that it gets wet with one of the Zayim Mashkin. The Zayim Mashkin, there's a simon for Yad Shach Adam, and it's like Yayin, Dam, Shemen, Cholov, Tal, so on and so forth. All different type of mashkin. Dam is one of the mashkin. Now, someone shechted a behemah chayv oif, lo yotza mehem dam. But for some reason, dam did not come out with the shchita, it's ksherim, the shchita is kosher, you still could eat it with tummy hands, which means we know that everyone's hands were out in the tilas adayim, it's considered shnias. Is one of the Takana Rabbanon that they made people's hands into shniyos, as in a sheni l'tumah, until you wash the hands, or you tovel your hands. They have a din of shnias. And if it, you touch something, it becomes a shlishi. So here the halacha is that you're allowed to eat this beim chayv oif with yidayim shnias. Why? Because it's not hukshul atoma. Officially hukshul rubadam. No, not dam. When it's alive, there's no din of hechshir, only after it becomes food. And since it became food, then I get wet. No dam came out, so then I get wet when I'm mashkin. Therefore, it's not a problem to eat it with tamadik hands because it does not become tamad. Rav Shimon Omer, hukshu v'shchita. That's like a migu. Like Rashi says, since it's, the shchita is matter it to eat, the shchita has a power to machshir it also, the gabi tumma. I can ask you, what shaykhis does shchita have to do with hukshir? So already, the Achorinim explained that we know that hukshir, well, what's pshan hechshir? So the Rishonim say, pshan hechshir is, because that's like a tikkun and a gemar of a food. Usually a food, after you take off the ground, you wash it off, make it look good. So that's really where the lumdus of hechshir is. That's like a tikkun, that's like a gemar. So shchita also is a type of tikkun, to make it royal achila. So Rav Shimon holds migu, that this shchita is creating and causing that to become a food, same thing will make it hechshir also. That is our Mishnah. Zot the Gemara, I don't understand, what exactly are we talking about in our Mishnah? We know that there's something called the Avatoma. Avatoma makes a Rishon, and a Rishon makes a Sheni. But a Sheni does not make a Shlishi Vachulun. Let's just think of a Shlishi Vachulun. Only by Truma could a Sheni make a Shlishi. And by Truma, there's no such thing as a Revi. Only by Kachim is then a Revi. That a Shlishi can make a Revi. So those are the levels here. Chulun ends at Sheni by Toma. By Truma ends at Shlishi. And Kachim ends at Revi. So Shaila, what's our Mishnah talking about? Taima, Dr. Gemara, Dula Yotzim Emdam. Ha Yotzim Emdam. Ein Echolim, Yedayim Musavis. You can't eat it with Tamadik hands. Amai. Yedayim Shniyasim. Yedayim are Shniyas. Ksira Sheni. Ve'ein Sheni, Oy Shlishi Vechulim. And a Sheni does not make a Shlishi Vechulim. So what? Like, what's the problem in our Mishnah?
Why can't
it be an Avatoma?
Why can't the person be an
Avatoma? We're not talking about a case of Yedayim Sava. We're not talking about Avatoma. Economic. The Mishnah would say, Hashekhet behem chayav ev leyotzim emdam, ksheirim v'necholim, even though you're a Rishon, you're Avatoma? Yeah, then it'll be Gevaldi. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, v'necholim b'yodayim usavas. He's Torah. His hands are Tommy. What's the case of hands Tommy? That's Shnias. So our Mishnah's mashma that it's something that comes shlishi. So by chulin can become a shlishi. Amai yedayim shnei the same. Ain't shnei yoyis shlishi by chulin. So tomorrow, amai by chulin askinon. How do you know talk about chulin? So Mara says the ktoni chaya dilu kachim chaya be kachim yika. Says how do you know talk about chulin? I'll tell you how you know talk about chulin because it can't be talking about kachim because by kachim there's no such thing as a chaya. That's positive. Not talking about truma because a behemah chaya if not truma. That's simple. But maybe it's kachim. Says no, a behemah and an oif could be kachim, but a chaya, no such thing as a carbon from a chaya. And we're going to have three other reasons why it can't be kachim either. But let's see inside. Well, my bechulin askin, the k'tani chaya, the ilu kachim, chaya bechachim yikah. No such thing as chaya by kachim. Vesu, ibe kachim, it's only kachim. Ki lo yatzim adam k'sheira. How could it be kosher? Who asked for adam mutzarech? It can't be a kosher or carbon if it's no dam comes out. The whole way you matter a carbon is with azrikas dam, like Rashi says. You can't just kosher to eat. There's no dam. It's not kosher. There's no way for a kosher to be kosher without dam. You have to do zrika. That's kosher number two. V'su even kachim. If it's only kachim, yotzim em dam mi machsher. I'll tell you more. If it's kachim, dam is not machsher kachim. Because in the base of mikdash, in the base of mikdash, dam kachim is not machsher. Shenemar ala oros tishbechenu kamayim. We know that dam is considered one of the zayim mashkim because it says you spill it on the floor. Dam is about kamayim machsher. Shein is about kamayim and machsher. In the base of mikdash, you don't spill out the dam. You have to use that dam for zrika. So it doesn't have a din mayim in the base of mikdash. It doesn't have a din of zayim mashkim in the base of mikdash. That's kasha number three. Kasha number four. They can't be talking about kachim. Asu ibe kachim ki lo yotzam em dam loy miskashri. It's not muchsher. Let's give zuchir the kaddish. It's the chibas hakodesh. Chibas hakodesh means because of the love of hekdesh that gives it a status of hukshir. We learn from a pasuk. The pasuk says v'habasar, and we dash from the other rabbis eitzim v'levoina avgav like ochlenu chibas mash leochla that the kachim can even take eitzim v'levoina and turn into eichel. And of course, it can take something that's not hukshir into eichel. The karmel chibas hekdesh machshir also. So the kash is a bumba kash here. That our Mishnah says that there's such an idea of shniim, of to have shniois that can make it a shlishi, and so that has to be talking about kachim. The problem is that it can be talking about kachim for four reasons. First of all, it says chaya. There's no kosher mechaya. Number two, it says loyotzim adam. Hannah's loyotzim adam. It can't be kosher then. You have to zrika. Number three, dam in the base picture is not machshir. Why? Because dam has to be only type of dam that at the arus is going to come out. This dam not like that. Number three, and number four is that chivus hekesh we machshir it. So we hooks automatically. So what in the world is our mishnah talking about? What's the case of shniyos in our mishnah?